Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Thursday, November 6, 2008. Israeli military detained today several Palestinian residents from different West Bank cities as Israeli troops shot and killed a resistance fighter in northern Gaza overnight. This news and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers rounded up on Thursday seven Palestinian residents from the West Bank cities of Tul Karim, Nablus and Hebron. The arrests took place in the early hours of Thursday as the Israeli soldiers ransacked the Palestinian homes. Meanwhile, the Israeli troops shot and killed overnight a Palestinian fighter and wounded two others in the northern Gaza Strip. Tension has escalated in Gaza for the past 48 hours after the Israeli army attacks on the region claimed the lives of six Palestinian fighters and wounded several others, including a woman. In response to the attacks, Palestinian resistance factions in Gaza fired scores of homemade shells onto nearby Israeli areas, wounding a number of Israeli soldiers and hitting with shock a number of citizens others. The ceasefire reached in June is stuttering and collapse, therefore. At the political level, the outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is set to visit Washington with an attempt to reach some sort of solution with the Palestinians before the end of Bush's term in office. Olmert was reportedly summoned for one more interrogation by the Israeli police for a series of misconducted charges. At the internal level, representatives of the Palestinian factions in Gaza have been reportedly headed for Cairo to attend the upcoming Cairo-hosted dialogue for national Palestinian unity. In a related news, the Rafah crossing terminal controlled by Egypt has opened for the past 3 days, allowing entry and out of Gaza of more than 2,000 Palestinian travelers. Thank you for joining us from Milky Way Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hussam Qassis.